By the way, were you the creator of that great green beer party?
Yes.
The green beer party. This was an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was just bigger than the coronation of a queen. How did that come about?
When I was working in radio in Kansas City, there was a little bar out on the south end of town. And every St. Patrick's Day, which in those times wasn't a very big event, had a open house type party, and they served green beer. We thought that was a pretty neat place to go and schmooze around for a while on St. Patrick's evening, and I had remembered that. It was January. We didn't have very much money at KRMG to do much of anything, but we needed some kind of a promotion. And I don't know why I thought of that party in Kansas City that served green beer.
In the 60s again, though, we're talking.
Right, 1963, I think, maybe something like that. I went to the Bryant brothers at Budweiser, and I said, can you guys fix up beer so that it's green? They said, well, yeah, what the hell you want green beer for? And I told them, and they thought it was a wonderful idea. So we rented the Cheyenne Club, which was probably the shabbiest bar of all of them that was open still dry in that time here in Tulsa. We started to pass out the tickets, and we invited anybody that was anybody to that green beer party. You talk about having the movers and shakers there, and we did, and we served them their draft green beer, and I don't know why, Camelot again. It just went over to the place where the second year the most requested ticket in town was one to the green beer party.
And that continued, and as you say, it attracted anybody who was anybody. Even some politicians get too much in them, and it could have been at least some verbal fights.
Yes, yes, some strong words exchanged sometimes.
Right.
But we kept it all under control if we could.
That lasted well into the 80s, I believe. And then liability issues became an issue then, I believe, to end it.
I tell people that I was the luckiest guy in the world to have been in Tulsa at the time I was, with a station like KRMG, 50,000 watts, with the people that came to be associated with it. And I joke when I say those were the Camelot years, but it was a wonderful, wonderful experience to be involved with it. I think there was a sense of family about it. I think you felt like you belonged to something pretty special when you worked there. Your opinion counted for something. Somebody could make a suggestion or come up with an idea, and boy, we had the pot boiling all the time. It was wonderful.
Remember any more names? I came in 76, and I think of Don Cummins.
Mm-hmm. Newsman there. Ed Brocksmith was there. John Egan was there. Dick Jones was the program director. He later went to Houston as a program director down there. I mentioned Danny Bell and Charlie Thompson, and Rita Tibbs was there. It was a great crew, great crew.
We're missing a man here that was around the start of the Great Raft Race, program director, Jerry Vaughn.
Yes, I had health problems, not abuse or anything, just bad health problems later.